None of us like paying $1,000 or more for a new iPhone, but what if we didn't actually own it anymore and just rented it from Apple? Well, that idea is being hinted at by Apple CEO Tim Cook. Let's explore how it will work. On today's Talking Tech, I'm Jefferson Graham. Now, face it, most of us are probably subscribing now. We buy the iPhone on time, paying a monthly fee, and hand it back after the term is up to let Apple refurbish and resell the phone. But now Apple says it will soon offer a sweet two-year deal. No interest in payments of probably $40 or so if you use Apple's new credit card, and you get 3% off the total price to boot, one of the perks of using the Apple Card. With this deal, you get the ability to pay it off early if you happen to come into some unexpected cash. Now, on an earnings call this week, Cook said he liked the idea of a subscription and the recurring fees, and that many of his customers view the upgrade program as a form of subscription. So now, if you try to buy an iPhone 11 Pro today, it starts at $1,000, but Apple doesn't tell you that. On its website, the phone is actually advertised as $25 monthly or $600 with a trade-in. So think about it in terms of an Apple Prime subscription that ties together a phone, warranty, and perhaps access to a music or TV entertainment streaming service. And you can see where Apple's going here. You ready to play along? I'm Jefferson Graham. I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.